The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Discover a new relationship and approach to life through the space between. Join spiritual teacher Brittany Mondito for A Moment of Silence, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute's beautiful campus in Rhinebeck, New York. Everything we're searching for lies behind what we're running from, Brittany says. Reconnect with your inner sense of safety, grounding, and centeredness. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Stephen Farmer, psychotherapist, shamanic practitioner, author, and teacher, and I'll be exploring with you ways to connect with spirit animals, ancestors, spirits of nature, how to heal from trauma, and many other topics. So stay tuned. Hello again, this is Doc Stephen, and I welcome you to another in the series of what I'm calling 4x4. What that means is that there are four points in each of these teachings that I'll elaborate on, and this will be the third in the series. I borrow from things that I've come across or great teachers that I've known that have presented these ideas in fours. And one of those teachers that I presented in another podcast is Angelus Arian, the podcast you may have listened to, The Four Guidelines for the Art of Living. Angelus Arian was born in 1940 in the Basque Country of Spain, and moved with her family to the United States when she was only 7 years old. Anyway, Angelus was known for 10 major works that she produced. One that is the most popular or the most famous is her book, or in her book, The Fourfold Way, subtitled Walking the Paths of the Warrior, Healer, Teacher, and Visionary. And it certainly influenced me, and I know it's influenced a lot of people who have attended her lectures, speeches, workshops, etc. So this particular one thing that Angelus was an anthropologist, amongst other things, but she was able to synthesize and put things into very simple formats, again, four. And these are culled from the various indigenous cultures that she studied, including our own, but certainly in the indigenous communities. She found some commonalities that were very striking. And one of these commonalities in fours are the questions, the four questions that when you go to see a shaman or a medicine man or a medicine woman, in the interview prior to any of the work being done, the shaman is going to ask you four questions. And by those four questions and your response to those questions, often what you'll see immediately is a prescription to help you heal and to get better. Here are the four questions, and I'll elaborate on them a bit. But let me give you the four questions first. So you sit down with the shaman, introduce yourself, make an offering, try to be appropriate with the cultural norms, certainly. And you present your dilemma, your concern, your consideration, what you're seeking the help for. And he or she, but I'm going to say he'll ask you these four questions. When did you stop singing? When did you stop singing? Number two, when did you stop dancing? When did you stop dancing? When did you stop being enchanted by stories? When did you stop being enchanted by stories? And number four, when did you stop listening to the sweet sound of silence? When did you stop listening to the sweet sound of silence? Now, let's go through those again. And again, very likely just from listening to this, you've already identified at least one of those areas that could, will require a boost and a practice. Let's start with, when did you stop singing? A lot of people I notice are very shy about singing. It's kind of like public speaking, you know, it's hard to get up there and talk in front of people. But singing out loud or singing when there's people around often is a challenge that is not met because you've been shamed for it in some way, probably in early childhood. And if you've ever listened to an innocent child sing, just sing. I know when my daughters were younger, they would enjoy singing, and I'm so delighted that they did. And in fact, my oldest daughter, Nicole, actually has sung with me. I've written a few original songs, plus I play some of my favorites. And she has joined with me to harmonize in some of these songs, and it's just delightful. But I'm going to issue this challenge to all of you who are listening to this. Sing, sing, sing. Sing in the bathroom if you must. Sing in a quiet room somewhere, but sing. Spontaneously, too, you can make up lyrics, you know, be like that four-year-old child or that three-year-old child that's just making up words. It doesn't matter. Use your voice, sing, sing. And here's what I propose to you. You sing every day for about 2 weeks. And I don't care if you sing for a minute or 5 minutes or you sing a popular song. Enjoy it, you know, just let it go. Let it come out of you and enjoy it. Have fun with it. Don't make it a task, even though it may feel like that because I've just issued a challenge, but just sing and see how you feel once you've done it. That is the real key. It's not that I'm suggesting this or that Angelus came up with these ideas from her studies, but that you enjoy it. That's the whole point. And it brings forth that vitality, that life force that moves you in so many different ways.
Discover a new relationship and approach to life through the space between. Join spiritual teacher Brittany Mondito for A Moment of Silence, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute's beautiful campus in Rhinebeck, New York. Everything we're searching for lies behind what we're running from, Brittany says. Reconnect with your inner sense of safety, grounding, and centeredness. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Speaking of movement, and if you prefer, you can call it movement, but the second question is, when did you stop dancing? And if it feels too weird or uncomfortable to say dance, dancing, think of it as just movement. Put on some soft music and allow your body to move, aka dance, to that music. It may feel awkward. Maybe you feel a little clumsy, or you feel, again, self-conscious about it, in which case, just do it when you're alone. But put on that music and allow your body to move. And again, I issue this challenge to you that you do this every day for 2 weeks. So now you have singing and dancing on the menu. And really let your body move. You know, if you like rock and roll, play something by the Stones. Or another favorite group you might have. Stones happen to be one of my favorites. I followed them ever since they first appeared in the U.S. But regardless, you know, some music that you enjoy. Try different kinds of music. Look up Gabriel Roth, R-O-T-H, because she teaches different kinds of dancing or dance movements more accurately. If you want to get a little intellectual or conceptual ideas about movement and dance, Gabriel Roth. Now we come to the third of the questions the shaman asks you, and that is, when did you stop being enchanted by stories? You know, our culture, Western culture, is, oh gosh, inundated with stories. Turn on the TV, watch TV for about an hour, and you're going to get a story. But how about storytelling? How about listening to stories? You know, in the old days, there was no television or radio or anything like that. And I can imagine our deepest ancestors, that the elder of the community would sit with the children and tell stories, stories about the culture, stories about the hunt, stories about the gathering, etc. And I remember this scene, I believe it was in Lord of the Rings, where an elder of the Hobbit community is surrounded by children and is relating a story. And the wonder in their faces, the feeling of awe, being so engaged and so enchanted by the story, was just a remarkable piece in that very, very good series. And that particular one stands out when we talk about, when did you stop being enchanted by stories? The flip side of that is telling stories. Stories about your life, stories of your experience. And in conversation, that often happens if you watch and observe, that is, you swap stories. But what about stories that enchant? Not stories about, oh my God, this happened to me today and it was terrible and all that. You know, let those go for a while. And again, practice in your conversation, sharing a story. And okay, here we go. Here's the dare. Be willing to be dramatic in the parts of the story that are truly dramatic. And watch the listener's face. Are they enchanted by the story when you tell it that way? Anyway, again, approach this playfully. You don't have to be serious at all about it. And last but not least, of course, when did you stop listening to the sweet sound of silence? I understand that if you live in or near a city, in the hustle and bustle of the city, or just even if airplanes fly over somewhere where you live, it may be difficult to find silence in that kind of situation. And one trick that you can try, again, is if you have a closed room in your house or where you live, go into that closed room for a few minutes, not to meditate or anything like that, but I know it's going to sound strange, but listen closely to that sound of silence. Sound of silence, a great song too, by the way, but you're not listening to songs, you're listening to silence. Get out in the forest, the woods. Get away from things for a while, even momentarily. One of my favorite places on the whole earth is nearby Los Angeles, Orange County area, and it's a Joshua Tree. And it's high desert. And if you just walk a little ways out into the desert, other than maybe a slight whoosh of cars on the highway, which you could even get away from those if you go far enough, or a plane that goes by, really it's very, very quiet. It's very, very soothing. So there's this episode's 4x4. What are the four questions that a shaman asks you when you seek his or her help? When did you stop singing? When did you stop dancing? And when did you stop being enchanted by stories? And when did you stop listening to the sweet sound of silence? Thanks for joining me, and I hope you join me for future episodes where I'll share some powerful healing practices and meditations, introduce you to some amazing guests and friends of mine who will stop by for some conversation, and on occasion I'll pull some oracle cards from one of my decks and do readings. I'll also share some of my original music that I'm sure you'll enjoy. If you like what I'm doing, please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to my show page on mindbodyspirit.fm, where you can also get the free mobile app to listen to any of my shows or find some new favorites. If you'd like to contact me with questions, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, or send an email to info@drstephenfarmer.com. You can also find lots of material on that website, drstephenfarmer.com, so please feel free to explore. Please also know that by sending a question, you're giving me permission to possibly use it in a future podcast, so others may benefit from it. And to close, I leave you with the four most important words to take with you: gratitude, love, compassion, and forgiveness.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.